Hear the word of the Lord, first as it is written in Genesis chapter 3, after the serpent has deceived the man and the woman into eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And they heard the voice of Yehovah God going to itself in the garden in the wind of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the face of Yehovah God in the midst of the tree of the garden. And Yehovah God called to the man and said to him, "Where art thou?" And he said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I feared, for I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee not to eat?" And the man said, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave to me from the tree, and I ate." And Yehovah God said to the woman, "Why hast thou done this?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I ate." And Yehovah God said to the serpent, "Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed more than every beast, and more than every wild animal of the field. On thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall trample upon thy head, and thou shalt injure his heel." And to the woman he said, "Multiplying, I will multiply thy grief and thy conception. In grief thou shalt beget sons, and thy desire shall be to thy man, and he shall rule over thee." And to the man he said, "Because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten from the tree from which I commanded thee, saying, 'Thou shalt not eat from it,' cursed is the ground on account of thee. In great grief thou shalt eat of her all the days of thy life. And the thorn and the thistle it shall make to grow for thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. By the sweat of thy brow shalt thou eat bread, until thou return to the ground, for out of it thou wast taken, for dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return." We also read from the book of Revelation, chapter 12, where we see again the serpent. "And a great sign was seen in heaven, a woman arrayed with the sun, and the moon underneath her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And being with child, she cried, travailing and pained to bring forth. And another sign was seen in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his heads 7 diadems. And his tail dragged the third part of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to bring forth, that after she had brought forth, he might devour her child. And she brought forth a son, a male, who was to shepherd all nations with a staff of iron. And her offspring was caught up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that they may nourish her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and they did not prevail, and their place was not found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that ancient serpent called the devil and Satan, who seduces the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a great voice in heaven saying, 'Now has come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers is cast down, who accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him through the blood of the Lamb and through the word of their testimony. And they did not love their soul even to death. For this be merry, ye heavens, and ye who dwell in a tabernacle in them. Woe to those who dwell in the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he has but a brief time. Our third lesson is from the Arcana Celestia, an explanation of the Genesis story. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall trample upon thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Everyone is aware that this is the first prophecy of the Lord's advent into the world. Indeed, it appears clearly from the words themselves, and therefore from them and from the prophets, the Jews also knew that a Messiah was to come. But as yet no one has understood what is specifically meant. The words must therefore be explained. By the serpent here is meant all evil in general, and specifically the love of self. By the woman is meant the church. By the seed of the serpent is meant all faithlessness. By the seed of the woman, faith in the Lord. By he is meant the Lord himself. By the head of the serpent is meant the dominion of evil in general, and specifically that of the love of self. By to trample upon is meant pushing down, so that it should go upon the belly and eat dust. And by the heel is meant the lowest natural, as is what is of the body, which the serpent will bruise or injure. The reason why the serpent means all evil in general, and specifically the love of self, is that all evil originated from the sensuous part of the mind, and also from memory knowledge, which are what the serpent meant at first. Consequently, the serpent now means evil itself of every kind, and specifically the love of self, or hatred against the neighbor and the Lord, which is the same thing. The serpent described here in Genesis is called in Revelation the dragon, fiery red and great, and the ancient serpent, and also the devil and Satan that seduces the whole world. Here and also in other places, by the devil is not meant any particular devil who is prince over the others, but the whole crew of evil spirits and evil itself. That by the woman is meant the church is evident from the heavenly marriage. Such is the nature of the heavenly marriage that heaven, and consequently the church, is united to the Lord by the proprium, even to the extent that heaven and the church are in the proprium, or in what seems to be our own. For without proprium, or a sense of self, there can be no union. When the Lord, in mercy, insinuates innocence, peace, and good into this proprium, it still appears as proprium, or what is our own, but it becomes heavenly and most happy. What a heavenly and angelic proprium from the Lord is like, and what a proprium is like, which because it is from self, is hellish and diabolical, cannot yet be told. The difference is like that between heaven and hell. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.